The AI model landscape this week has that quality where you blink and something significant has changed. DeepSeek V4. One Flash is sitting at 443 points with 223 comments, and DeepSeek's pattern over the past 18 months has been consistent. Release a model that competes with or exceeds Western counterparts at a fraction of the reported training cost, let the benchmarks speak, and watch the discourse ignite.
V4. One Flash follows what appears to be their Flash naming convention for leaner, faster inference models, optimized for latency rather than raw capability ceilings. The HN thread is doing what HN does best, which is pulling apart the technical claims. DeepSeek's mixture of experts architecture has consistently allowed them to activate only the parameters relevant to a given query, which explains the inference efficiency. The question with Flash variants is always, what did they sacrifice at the capability ceiling to get that speed?
And then there's GPT-6 Astra, which is generating 446 points and 143 comments based on a Sebastian Raschka analysis piece. This is the architectural stuff that I find genuinely interesting: loop transformers and hidden reasoning chains. The standard transformer processes a sequence in a single forward pass. Looped transformers revisit the same layers multiple times, which is computationally expensive, but allows for something that looks a lot more like iterative reasoning than single-pass inference.
The hidden reasoning piece is the part that's drawn the most scrutiny. There's a meaningful difference between a model that produces visible chain-of-thought reasoning that users can inspect, like the way O-series models work, and a model that reasons internally without surfacing that process. If GPT-6 Astra has reasoning chains that users can't see, that has implications for interpretability, for debugging, and for trust in high-stakes applications.
From a competitive framing, this is also the answer to the DeepSeek efficiency argument. If OpenAI can build models that reason more reliably through architectural choices rather than scale alone, that's a different defense than simply training larger models. Capability at inference time through looped computation versus capability from training compute, these are genuinely different bets.
Chuan 3.8, following GPT 5.5 Pro reasoning profiles, is another thread worth parsing. 221 points, 85 comments. The observation that Chuan 3.8 appears to be imitating or extending reasoning profil patterns pioneered by GPT 5.5 Pro raises the question of how much of model behavior is genuinely novel versus what propagates through the ecosystem when powerful models' outputs end up in training data for subsequent models. It's a form of capability diffusion that doesn't require anyone to share weights.
Then there's the training cost story. Someone named Hugo Vergnes trained a 3.8 billion parameter model to 0.384 core, whatever that evaluation metric represents, for $998. 87 points, 14 comments. The cost curve for training meaningful models has compressed dramatically. A sub-$1,000 fine-tune of a nearly 4 billion parameter model would have been an absurd claim 3 years ago. Now it's a show HN post that gets traction but not shock.
Desert Ant Labs is doing something adjacent but distinct: local fast models that run on device. 453 points, 97 comments. The pitch is that cloud inference has latency, privacy, and cost problems that local inference can solve, and Desert Ant is building specifically for that deployment pattern. This is interesting because it competes less with OpenAI and more with the assumption that AI has to be cloud native. Apple's on-device inference work, Qualcomm's NPU roadmap, and Desert Ant are all converging on the same thesis. The best model for many use cases is the one that runs in your pocket.
And mathematicians want proof OpenAI didn't use their work without permission. This story only has 11 points and no comments yet, but the underlying question matters. The Verge piece asks where OpenAI gets its mathematics training data, specifically high-quality proof corpora, competition mathematics, research papers. Mathematicians, unlike novelists, work in a domain where the training examples are often niche, highly specialized, and can in principle be attributed. If specific theorem proofs or Olympiad solutions appear in model outputs verbatim, that's a different kind of evidence than what's been available in copyright litigation to date.
The legal and ethical terrain here is genuinely unresolved. Mathematicians arguing that formal proofs represent intellectual labor deserving attribution are making a claim that's philosophically coherent, even if the existing copyright frameworks weren't built to address it. I'd watch this one develop.